Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love you, Atlanta, but everybody this morning needs to take a big old deep breath and just chill. We're going to be fine. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on a hump day Wednesday. Going to be a big day. Dan Quinn's going to join us at 7:45. We'll have a live conversation with the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and talk to him about what's going on over at Flowery Branch ahead of hate week commencing for the Falcons here as we get ready for you-know-who to come into town. What up, Hugh? How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. I'm good, John Fricke. I'm just, you know, sitting here. I played my lottery tickets this morning, and I've already made plans on how I'm going to spend the money after I win.
Which lottery did you play?
Both.
Both?
Because the Mega Millions and the other one is, I think the Mega Millions is like $275, and the other one is
Well, it's Powerball like tonight.
Which one's tonight, John? Let me look and see.
I think Powerball is tonight, right? Powerball's Wednesday, Saturday, and Mega Millions.
My Georgia Lot. Okay, next draw
is
Friday for Mega Millions. It's Friday.
Right. It's Tuesday
and
Friday.
This draw for Powerball is tonight.
Right. Mega Millions is Tuesday and Friday, and Powerball is Wednesday
and
Saturday.
And tonight for Powerball is $163 million.
Okay.
I mean, I probably could. It'll probably be a stretch, but I could probably live off of that.
Yeah, I mean, the Mega Millions, because you've got that money played, it's $275.
No, the Mega Man, Mega Man is $275.
Right, so if you win Powerball, you got to kind of downsize your aspirations a little.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, man. I don't know. It might be kind of tight living off of $163 million. What's the payout after that, John? Math. What's the payout?
The lump sum, or you take the
annual? I'm taking it all.
Oh, yeah. You have to, by the way, that's the only way to do it. These people that take the annual, you're like, what? I'm going to guess that it'd be in the neighborhood
about
of
80 mil.
Oh, yeah, usually around half, somewhere in there, maybe a little less.
I don't know. I don't know if I can live off of 80 mil. Not the way that I want to live.
After taxes, maybe 70.
Not the way.
Man, get out of here.
Not the way I want to live, though, AT, because I'm going to do it. Like, I've already picked out one of these buildings over here that I'm gonna gut out the whole top floor.
Stop. That's why he was playing Yacht Rock this morning.
He
wants a yacht.
No, I just want to gut out one of these top apartment complexes.
No, you want like buildings. A 45-footer so you can play player.
No, this is the plan, John Fricke. I'm gonna gut out the whole thing, and one tier of the parking lot is gonna be mine.
Uh-huh.
Like that's all I need. One tier of the parking lot, because I'm gonna try to get as close to Jay Leno as I possibly can. I think. What you say, after taxes, $40 million, that might help me make that dream come true.
I'm losing your dreams because, I've known you for a long time, and you were going to be – Daryl, am I wrong to think that he – wasn't he talking about, like, some cabin, like he was going to be
– No, he was going to get him a cabin in the mountains.
That's what I'm saying. $40 million, it's going to be kind of tight to get all that done, but I'm going to give that old college try. Might be kind of tight.
I can't believe how many people are in their feelings. Well, I can. I understand how people are in their feelings this morning about the Braves and whatnot. But I walk in here. Now, normally I do not tweet before the show because I'm too busy prepping the show. But I got one from Truman Cobbledick, and I got another from Michael Robinson, who I know is a Yankees fan. And Truman says, this is a tweet this morning about 10 minutes ago. I'm starting to get worried. And then Michael Robinson sent me one, said, I think you spoke a little too soon about the Braves. So I had to tweet this out. I said, Hugh, all these things are true on this Wednesday. Atlanta United is in the playoffs. They play tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves will win the NL East. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we'll explain why. And the Falcons need to play offense like 2016, which, by the way, no, setting aside the injuries, that's no change from where we were with the Falcons when they started training camp or the preseason. They had to play offense this year, like 2016, and they weren't going anywhere anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the injuries don't help, but it also, you know, they come at a time where it could potentially galvanize you. But, John, as far as the Braves are concerned, they're still 5.5 games up over the Phillies. But, you know, the irony of all of this is you got the weekend, you got the match today, the last one today that you play, and you have the weekend coming up against the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Well, the last game against the Cardinals today, what, 11 o'clock? Then you have the weekend coming up against the Phillies.
Right.
Then you go on the road to the Mets. I was kind of being facetious when I said it might come down to the last three games of the season, but John, it potentially can.
It could.
It could come down to the last three. It could come down to fingernail biting, some clutch baseball being played. That might be the case, but I think that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, and the Braves are scuffling right now. There's no question about it, especially scuffling at home. No, the Braves do play the Cardinals a noon game today at SunTrust Park, and that'll be the last time we see these Cardinals, and hopefully they don't get swept because Tuki Toussaint's going to go take the hill, and maybe that'll be a nice change. But that bullpen, we'll talk more about the Braves in about 12 minutes. But, you know, just setting up, everybody needs to step back and kind of big picture this for a second. Because we get into the day, and I understand, as we talk here on the morning show with John and Hugh, how we get caught up in the day in, day out, day in, day out. And so when you do that, what happens is you lose kind of the perspective, all right? And the perspective is that things right now in this city from a sports standpoint are pretty good. And I think that again, they're getting better. I mean, we see Atlanta United tonight. By the way, the Atlanta United is playing the worst team in Major League Soccer tonight at their place, the San Jose Earthquakes. That game doesn't even start. It doesn't even kick off you till 11 o'clock.
11. That's why me and Wendy, we're trying to figure out, we're gonna host a 92.90 game
right
early morning before the show watch party, like at about the time we get here in the morning, and we're going to see if we can condense that game and watch it. That's going to be a little bit of a struggle. But this is what I suggest. I suggest after we come from Flowery Branch, it might be a little bit tougher for Wendy because I know her day's a little bit longer than ours.
Right.
Go home, take a nap. No, I suggest you take a mini nap before, go to Flowery Branch, do.
Okay.
Come back, take another nap.
All right.
Because the Brave game, we'll probably have to listen to that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Then take that nap. And then wake up. Well, you know your nap turns into like sleep. So you wake up about 10:30 and just watch the game. Watch 10:30, 11, watch the game. And then watch it all the way through, power through.
I would do that, except here's my day. We go and then from there I have to go to the airport and pick up my mom.
Oh, mom coming to town.
Yeah.
Oh, heck. So you really about to be getting doted over and all the other good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he's about to straighten up.
Yeah.
Get right.
Hey, he's not going to be as animated as he's been on the air the last couple of days because mom's in town.
And she might
be listening.
Because they're both priests.
They might be listening. He about to tone that thing down.
Hey, how you doing this morning? I'm fine. I hope you're doing well. You know, all my peace and love to you, and you know how I am. Oh, to all of you.
No more dad jokes. No more dad jokes.
Bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I praise all of you from New Orleans that come here, and of course I actually do because you got the heck out. But that's not the point. The point is that. No, I mean, she's pretty used to it because there is such a thing called the internet. So there have been times in my life. Have you ever been scolded by – my mom's never ever actually said anything about the show, but my dad has. My dad will listen up in Kalamazoo, and he'll call me up and he'll say, what were you thinking when you said this morning? And I'm like, Dad, it's just – do you know what that – you think I'm an old codger? It's like, Dad, it's just a radio show. Relax.
Nah, I have some family members that listen, but they kind of know me. And they just go, they say, what's the word? He's special. He's special. He's special. God bless him. He's a special child. So, yeah, I'll get a little bit of that. I get a lot of that, as a matter of fact.
And the Falcons news is not good. Another player's gone down for the year. Andy Levitre out for the season. Remember when we said Wes Schweitzer or Brandon Fusco or Wes Schweitzer? Well, it turns out it's both because Wes Schweitzer is not the
other guard. You get a chance to do his thing.
And he played well last week. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. I mean, but it's one of those things. You know, you contingency plans. You prepare as much as you possibly can for injuries, but it just seems like the injury bug has caught up to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
This year, because it didn't bite them the last two previous seasons, but now it's starting to get to them a little bit.
Well, you know, I wonder, though, I go back to the Super Bowl year. My recollection is you had some injuries in that Super Bowl year, didn't you? I mean, we had Adrian Claiborne out for the year, right? I mean, didn't we have a few that we were dealing with going through that playoff run? Kamal Ishmael was all banged up. Claiborne was out for the year. He had the torn bicep or the torn pec. I mean, we had a lot of guys banged up in that Super Bowl year, but we were playing so. See, that's what I'm saying. The offense was so good that we didn't notice that we had some guys banged up.
I mean, and it happened at a time where it was more towards, like, most of the injuries kind of happened towards the end.
Yeah, toward the end. Yeah,
and you were already on a roll.
Right.
This is one. You know, you get. It's like, you know, you have your injuries in the first game. Okay, you get a good win. You get a big win. There were some deficiencies, but you get a get big win against a division opponent. And now you have this going into another division game.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't – it still puts you in a bind, but it's not as devastating as it could have been. Say if it was, you know,
they weren't going to win this game
nobody,
Sunday.
Somebody else,
right? They weren't going to win this game Sunday unless they put 35 up as it was, and they're going to have to do that.
Yeah,
they're going to have to win this game with their offense.
Yeah, and the good thing about it with Wes Schweitzer being out there, you have somebody who's been in the fire before. It's not like he hasn't played in that position before, so you're okay. It's not as devastating as it was for Deion Jones and Keanu Neal to be gone.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, the good news is with and again, we just hope the Debo can get back at some point this season. Now, Levitre is out for the year, but and again, you do have – this is why you build the more you could do. This is why you build the depth, because you had, you know, this battle that went on at right guard, and now you just move the other guy to left guard. Now, what does it do to you? It cuts your depth down, but still on the offensive line, you still have Sambrello who can play a swing tackle. You still have Ben Garland. I mean, you still have some depth on the offensive line. At linebacker, you move Kamal Ishmael to a permanent linebacker. You move Foye Oluokun, now is going to be your starter at the will. And we're asking a lot out of a youngster. But again, I want to go back to the Hugh 2 years ago. We were asking a lot out of youngsters like, at that time, Deion Jones and Keanu Neal. Mm-hmm. And we're asking that out of DeMonte Casey and Foye Oluokun. That's what we're asking. And if your offense can score like they did 2 years ago, you go to the Super Bowl. If the offense scores like they did last year, you're not.
Yeah, and you know, another thing, you're talking about Foye Oluokun, Duke Riley, throw him in there, and DeMonte Casey. I think that as fans, we have to be a little bit patient, because even I have to kind of temper what I see out there, because it's a small sampling size.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, Duke Riley at times he looked like he was a little bit overwhelmed. But the one thing that Coach Elliott said yesterday, remember when he was talking about his players and talking about when is the game going to slow down? When the game slows down, when you start to recognize things better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing that's probably going to happen for Duke Riley and DeMonte Casey.
We mentioned slow down for him. Late night for Atlanta United. We have an official watch party. If you're going to be a late night gal, five striper, 10 p.m. is when the watch party begins, 11 o'clock kickoff, Hampton and Hudson off North Highland tonight. For the Five Stripes of San Jose again. Late night, Wednesday night party at, if you have tomorrow off, Hampton and Hudson off North Highland. Great prizes and all that kind of stuff. Or you just power through, you know. I mean, it's going to be a fun night for Atlanta United. Coverage begins tonight at 10:30 with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore. And then at 11 o'clock kick tonight between those two. When we get back in a moment, we'll get into the Braves and where they stand now after another long night at SunTrust Park. Morning show on a Wednesday from the Kia Studios. John and Hugh, hope you have a safe drive in. We have a chance to kind of catch our breath, but the week really begins at kind of noon today. I mean, it's already begun with the Braves. The Cardinals hooking up again at noon with Tuki Toussaint on the mound at SunTrust Park. Atlanta United plays late, and 11 p.m. kickoff our time from San Jose, California tonight. And then you just got to hold your breath, because that weekend's going to come at you fast. We have Clemson in town. We have Stinky Town in town. Georgia goes on the road to play a big game against Mizzou. And in terms of the Eastern Conference, another big game. Georgia State hosts Western Michigan. Atlanta United will be back home against Real Salt Lake. So, I mean, a lot going on this weekend in Atlanta. We got a lot, especially on Saturday, where you're going to have a soccer game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Clemson at Georgia Tech, and Western Michigan at Georgia State. Downtown going to be hopping on Saturday, and the Braves up at SunTrust Park all at the same time.
Yeah, the Phillies are coming to town this weekend, so it's going to be some excitement.
Excuse me, all on the same day, not all at the same time, because the start times are different, but all on the same day, and a lot of doubleheaders that are probably going to be going on with people going to the soccer game and a football game or the soccer game and who knows what, or a baseball game and a football game. So it's going to be a busy Saturday, and through all of this, the Tour Championship is in town, and it kind of begins today. Tickets do still on sale. I noticed yesterday at tourchampionship.com if you want to go for the weekend, and we expect a phenomenal tournament. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm so excited for everything that's going on here, Hugh, but the Tour Championship is right there. I don't want anybody to lose sight. Tiger against Koepka, against Dustin Johnson, the $10 million, all the big names. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a lot of people are excited about the fact that Tiger's in town. Hasn't been here in a while. Mm-hmm. And for him to make this major, there's going to be a lot of people buzzing about that and a lot of people moving around trying to see if they can get a glimpse of Tiger.
Yeah, and I've always said this to you as a fan. If you're a young fan, if you're in your 20s, heed this because – you know, we rue the fact that you would have had a chance to see somebody in person and you didn't take advantage of it when you had a chance.
I did that before, man. I had a chance to see Michael Jordan when he was in the playing at his peak.
Right.
It was I think it was 96. He was playing in New Jersey. He was playing with the Bulls, but they were playing in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to go because Keyshawn Johnson was going. And I like Keyshawn. And we were going as a group. And I hate that I didn't do that. My pettiness got the better of me in that situation, and I didn't get a chance to see Michael Jordan play.
Yeah, see, and you know what I'm talking about.
I definitely know what you're talking about.
You've got to, Tiger Woods is here, and who knows? You know, you say, well, you know, Tiger's back, he's healthy, he'll be playing again. But you don't know if he's going to make the Tour Championship again.
If he's going to make it through this right way again.
Right, you got to be in the top 30. I mean, yeah, he'll be at Augusta. Good luck getting a ticket to that, because you can't. Okay, so if you want to see Tiger Woods and you've never seen him, this is your opportunity in your life to do so. Don't miss it. And this is what we're talking about being witness to, seeing greatness in person. Like this when LeBron came to town with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now how many times is LeBron going to come to town? Once a year.
Okay. But the good thing about that is that – The Lakers are going to be on TV about 50 times this year. They're going to be on TV a whole lot. You can see them on TV.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about
more so than
person,
they've been on
right,
television you know? in years. Like it's amazing how many nationally televised games the Lakers went from one year as opposed to this upcoming year. Mm-hmm. They're going to be on TV a lot.
I mean, it's not all 82?
damn near, it's like 40 or something like that. It's almost half.
Yeah, you're right. It's about half.
All right, let's cry in our beers a little bit about the Braves here, okay? And just tell you they're going to be fine. But here's one good thing about the Braves when it comes to being able to witness in person. You're going to be able to witness this guy in person. If you missed him yesterday or you've missed him this year, maybe for the next, I don't know, 16 or 17 years, God willing, at SunTrust Park, this guy.
As this ball's hammered high and deep, Bader on the run, still going track. Wall, it's a goner, home run. Ronald Acuna, moonshot, and Atlanta strikes first.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Unfortunately, that was it.
Yeah, he hit his 26th home run. That's the most by a player under 21 or something. Let me see if I read the stat right. 26 home runs, the fifth highest total in a season by a player before turning 21.
Right, except he's only played 99 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
he's pretty impressive.
Hitting 42, 43 if you played a full year. And it didn't even look like a home run. It looked like he hit a fly ball to right center not even to the warning track. And it just kept going and going and going and going and going. And it went 411 feet.
You know what? The thing about the game last night, though, you know, usually in the seventh inning, that's when the Braves kind of turn it on. But last night, unfortunately, it was the other team that had that seventh inning and beyond magic. And it just didn't happen for them last night. It really didn't.
No, that bullpen was bad.
At one point, didn't they use like four pitches to get like three outs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like four pitches to get like three outs. Yeah, that was a tough night.
It was really bad. This is what Brian Snicker said after that.
You know, again, a couple walks and just, you know, couldn't stop the bleed in the one inning. So, you know, it's big to come out and hold it, you know, keep the game there at the one run deficit. We definitely have a, you know, a chance to win the game. But it's just like when we let that thing spread, it's tough to come back from that.
Yeah, no kidding. They were a 2-1 game, and then it got away from the bullpen. Anibal Sanchez had 9 strikeouts last night, looked good. But you know what? I mean, they had to try and make a move late in the game, and in the 8th inning, it just kind of all unraveled on them. And five guys came trotting through there. And that bullpen did not do good. I mean, Venters and Winkler and Freeman, Sam Freeman and Bryce Wilson, and they just did not go well.
Kind of like it was the other day when four guys came trying through and hit the home. Yeah, for, I know. Carnes. But again, I think you're getting to the point now of the season where, number one, put the newspaper down. I'm not accusing anybody in that locker room of believing the press clippings or reading what's being said, but you have to – You have to refocus because I'm starting to think now that this is probably going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, it may, and that's not a good thing.
But it's exciting as a fan. It's exciting because you get to see that last series against the Phillies could be really meaningful. This series this weekend.
All right, I would take
could
you back.
Be huge.
All right, now I want to take you back to last Sunday for just as an example. Okay. Would you not say that was really exciting as a fan when Cam throws for DJ Moore in the end zone on the final play and it's deflected by Devondre Campbell and almost caught for a touchdown, but it's incomplete and it's a really exciting win, right?
Yes.
I wanted nothing of that excitement.
You know what,
okay?
John? I'm
I wanted
different.
Nothing of
now,
that.
Now, as a player, I used to hate being in situations like that.
Yeah, as a fan,
because it's like the heart palpitations
right.
are overwhelming. But as a fan, I like it. I like it because it tells you a lot about your team. It tells you a lot about your team and how they're built and how bad do you want it. You know what I mean? Because right now, they're in a situation where I'm not going to say they're premature celebrating because I don't think that's the case. But as you get closer to the end of the season and you start to see light at the end of the tunnel, you start to feel a little bit different. And I tell you what, this 4-game losing streak that they're on right now, if it keeps going –
If you lose today, because the Phillies won last night. Now the magic number stayed at seven, right?
It's still seven
with 11 games
magic
to go.
Magic number.
If you lose today, and the Phillies are 5.5 back, if the Phillies creep to 4.5, you're going to give them hope, and then all of a sudden,
exactly.
And you don't want to do that,
exactly. And then that's why this series coming up this week is going to be huge.
It is huge.
It just created the drama. And then you go out of town to go play with the Mets.
Who've been hot.
Yeah, but you could probably get the Mets. You know, they're not.
Or you're not getting anybody.
See,
right
wait,
now.
Hold up, John. You can't do that. You got to be more confident than that.
Gee.
You already.
When he's finally being realistic, you tell him he has to be more confident.
But John goes, you know John goes back and forth
extreme
when it comes
to extreme.
When it comes to the Braves, I'm trying to help him through this rough spot that he's going through right now. That's all I'm trying to do because I already know what's going to happen. If it goes south today, we're going to have to talk him off the ledge tomorrow morning.
The Braves are missing the playoffs.
Oh,
no
my gosh.
World Series
this is bad.
On Cobb Parkway.
This is bad. This is way bad.
Oh, John, I've saved all the audio and articles. I mean, we have the World Series parade that you claim.
Am I lying though, John?
No, I'm just
that's
I'm
what
looking
I'm
at,
saying.
I'm looking at
that's
the numbers
what I'm trying to keep you saying.
Who are we going to draft?
Yes. I need you to quarterback the show.
Braves are 4-14 in their last 18 home games. 4-14.
Is that why you your parents are in town? You coordinated the priest to come in?
Mom, bless these Braves.
John's going to sage.
There is going to be an intervention, yes. I'm going to see Tiger tomorrow, and after we get back from that, we're going to have the intervention, yes.
Oh, God, help me.
Here we go.
We're going to get into some of the stuff. Again, what a huge week ahead, and it's really going to get kick-started today. Wendy's on us next. Some of the stuff we may have missed as we look at all the other big stories and news around. We'll do that as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, myself and Tanitra woke up in a good mood this morning because yesterday we got to experience a backstage tour at Chick-fil-A. I am a giant foodie, and Chick-fil-A is one of my favorites. So we got to tour sort of the corporate offices or the support center for Chick-fil-A yesterday. And It was amazing.
So y'all got to go back, like, y'all got to go backstage at Chick-fil-A.
Like cafeterias of cafeterias. It's not like that.
Hating already?
No, okay. I'm just saying.
When I say snacks on snacks on snacks.
Yeah.
You'd be
envious of what we
did.
Did
you have to like clean the fryers afterwards or no?
No, not at all.
I call
it a compound. I was like, this is the Chick-fil-A compound.
Yeah, because it just rises like out of nowhere.
Really
you're
does.
On 85 and you kind of just get off the interstate and it's like just deadness, darkness, and then all of a sudden, Chick-fil-A is just out.
And then it just appears.
It just kind of it appears
I think
like
it's
a
on
penis.
It's off of Naturally Fresh Way, or one of the roads over there in College Park is called like Naturally Fresh Way. So got to experience that. You walk in the building, it was like super positive energy.
I call it the happy place.
It was the happy place. I mean, their offices are incredible, and the people that work there are incredible. The story behind Chick-fil-A is incredible. So. It was just so much fun to experience that.
Oh, yeah. And then just sitting in Trua Cathy's office. And
oh,
just,
yeah.
That
Trua
was
Cathy's
really
office.
Cool.
You got to sit in his chair.
Yeah. And we did get to see a little bit about how they, you know, prepare the food. How does Chick-fil-A make a burger better? I don't understand that. Like, that was the best burger. Yeah, we had burgers at Chick-fil-A.
A burger?
They'll let it happen one time. So they allowed us to have burgers.
At 6 a.m. in the morning to prepare food.
Wait. How come I can't? They don't.
How dare they cook burgers?
Man. Wait a minute.
Did you?
Because
two,
Wendy loves on them all the time.
Did you two just
no.
Give away company secrets?
Oh no!
The burger.
A burger?
Yeah, just that one time. It's that like special
chicken.
Thing that they do. Yeah.
You're never invited again. You just gave away.
Sorry, Jim.
But it was just really cool. They had a couple of Truett Cathy's cars. His first car that he ever bought, a Pontiac Firebird, I believe it was.
Yes, with the 8-track.
Or Trans Am. And an 8-track. I'd never seen an 8-track in a car before. So it's
I knew you'd appreciate that. I knew it.
Did it have a CB?
Oh. It had a little place for where it could have gone, like right on the lower dash.
No, I caught it. Like smoking the bandit CD.
I answered him. I knew what he was talking about.
Be, you know, chicken band.
Yeah. Hashtag eat more chicken.
You know.
Well, Hugh only wants to know: did you have a to-go plate?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
y'all didn't take any food home?
Yeah, we had to-go
like,
stuff.
Did y'all get bags of food?
We got shakes and waffle
y'all
potato chips
no,
and
y'all
stuff
y'all
like
yeah,
that.
Right. I didn't bring nobody.
Sometimes Sharon ain't Karen.
Well, I tell you.
I see how y'all do. Delicious,
the chicken
though.
Minis this morning, you couldn't, you know.
Y'all couldn't get nobody to bring us no food?
Well, okay. Actually, we got you guys covered in a few weeks. So our
that
friend
ain't doing
Jim,
me no good right now.
Hey, man, look. Sometimes, you know, patience is a virtue.
It is.
I hear you.
But we've got a buddy who hopefully will join us because we wanted to return the favor.
Yeah,
so, yeah, he'll come up here and kind of check out the show. Thanks, Jim.
For showing us around.
CB is a citizens band, you know, like Breaker Breaker. Never mind. It was like before cell phones. Okay, forget it. Move on.
All right.
Yeah, you kind of blew that one, Sean. Don't worry about it. Your bounce back game is pretty strong.
Well, speaking of Chick-fil-A, because this is going to tie into Michael Jordan at some point in the story. So a Chick-fil-A in North Carolina sort of broke that chain's policy. You know, they're closed on Sundays. Well, Donovan and Nikki Carlos, who have the franchise up in North Carolina, broke that policy and coordinated with their employees in the Red Cross to donate 500 sandwiches and 1,200 nuggets to three different shelters for people who were forced to evacuate their homes due to Hurricane Florence. Also, Michael Jordan, who is now owner of the Charlotte Hornets, is sending $2 million to help anyone affected with the storm. So $1 million going to the American Red Cross, another $1 million to the foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. The Hornets also donating food boxes. The team creating Carolina Strong shirts and says 100% of the profits going to be donated as well.
You know, some of those people who are still, they're going to be out there telling them they can't come home for another week.
Yeah, I saw some of the devastation. It's amazing the power of water. You know what I mean? It's just amazing how when you see it and it falls like that, it's the power of it and how it can just damage everything.
Yeah,
it's bananas.
I remember being in Chicago this past winter and, you know, there was like a foot of snow and people were just traipsing through and I'm like, how do you guys do it? Because I hadn't been in it in years and they were like, no, how do you guys do it down in the South? Because water moves. Water takes everything within its path. The snow's going to hit. It's going to cause damage, but it's going to sit and then you're done. But water just continues in its path and it doesn't care what's in its path, right?
Right. Exactly. Bananas.
And it's cool that people are getting behind it. And
that is cool. That is very cool.
Yeah, sending sandwiches, all of that kind of stuff. Well, Trey Burton, let's keep the good news going because I'm in a feel-good, positive mood this morning because of the tour yesterday. It was amazing. Trey Burton had to pay some money after catching passes for the Bears on Monday, but he couldn't be happier to do it. Let me explain. So TMZ Sports says he's donating a ton of cash to a great cause this season. Remember, Trey Burton is the one who threw the Philly special pass to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. Says for every reception this year, he's going to give $1,000. And for every score, he's going to shell out an additional $2,500. And the cause is going to the International Justice Mission, which is a global organization aiming to stop the slave trade and sex trafficking everywhere. So with his performance on Monday night against the Seahawks, Burton had to pony up $5,500 and said he couldn't have been more pleased to do it. He said it's the best $5,500 I've ever spent. Hopefully we can do a lot more. He went on to say that he hopes to give around $60,000 to $90,000 and hopes it inspires other NFL players to do sort of the same thing.
That's a nice story.
It's kind of like what Chris Long did with donating all of his game checks yesterday. Well, have you guys ever wanted an NFL hat but not really want your favorite team's entire logo on it? Because the new Harris Logo Elements Collection is just for you if you want half a logo on your hats. So as the name implies, this new line of hats is going to feature logos with certain elements stripped out of the hats, and the concept works well for teams like the Patriots. The Patriots hat is cool, but if you go and look at these new era caps and teams like the Denver Broncos, it's literally just the mane. There's no outline of the horse. It just looks very bizarre. There's like half a helmet for Cleveland. The Dallas Cowboys new era hat is sort of, I don't know, it just doesn't look finished. But if the Falcons one, the entire logo is on it, so it works for some teams. So the Falcons have their entire logo. I think the Saints logo is the entire state of Louisiana with the star, which has been with the Saints for a while. So that one's
going to be like the outline of the state, the one that looks like an L?
It
also looks like a boot, and I'm going to kick you in a minute.
I was wondering. I was like, am I feeling NOLA hatred already?
Some of these hats are pretty dope, though.
I'm concerned about it's only Wednesday.
He's
been going all week. I know. I couldn't pass that one up. That was too easy.
The Raiders one is nice.
Yeah, some of them it works.
I like the Jacksonville one.
But I don't get the Denver Broncos one. I don't get the Buffalo Bills one.
The Bengals one is nice. The Bengals one is nice. The Buffalo, you don't like the Denver Broncos?
Do you know
it's
anybody?
The horse's mane.
I know it's just the mane with it, but there's like this one little dot of an orange speck that I guess is supposed to be where the face is at.
The Carolina Panthers one is nice too.
I would not mind having these
on a t-shirt. That would be pretty dope.
Now, the Bengals one looks fierce.
Have you seen the Rams one?
Yeah. Yeah, the big
one. Do you know anybody that collects hats?
This at 929 the game.
Daryl, me. Because you do sneakers, right? I mean, you're a sneakerhead, correct? Mm-hmm. But there are hat heads out there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who have all those hats.
I'll tweet
I
out
like
the
Cleveland Brown
the
one. I like the Detroit Lions one. And the Saints. These are pretty nice.
The Texans have half of their logo on
there. I wouldn't wear it. Oh, the Broncos is nice too. Indianapolis Colts.
You just like all of them. These are for you.
I wouldn't only, it's only a few that I would actually wear.
Dan Quinn coming up live at 7:45 this morning. In under an hour, the head coach joins us live. We'll get the very latest on where we stand from a team health perspective, but more importantly, about what this team needs to do now to win this game on Sunday. Next, though, Matt Ryan spoke yesterday. We have some of the cuts we're going to play him for. What Ryan said about the Saints game with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.